Chapter 4. The Quiet Room. The writer came to the children's home yesterday. It wasn't a nice day. I don't think I want to be a writer anymore. Everything went wrong. I wanted to look special. I changed my hair into little plaits. Then I went to Adele's bedroom and I put her makeup all over my face. I also wore an amazing jumper with my name on it. Tracy. The writer was in the living room with the other children. I walked into the room with a big smile. Everybody looked at me and smiled too. But they weren't nice smiles. They were horrible smiles. They all laughed at me. "Why are you wearing a winter jumper in the summer?" Jenny said. "Because she's stupid," Justine said. "She's trying to look pretty." She laughed again, very loudly. I wanted to hit Justine in the face, but Jenny stopped me. "Why don't you meet Cam?" Jenny said. Cam was the writer's name. She looked strange. She wore jeans and a t-shirt. And she didn't wear any makeup. She wasn't very professional. But her socks were red and yellow, and they had little books on them. I liked that. She also talked to the children and not at them. Not many adults do that. The children asked Cam about her writing. Cam asked the children about their favourite books.
"I read my grandmother's favourite books to her because she couldn't see very well," said Peter. "But then she died." Peter started to cry, and Cam put her hand on his arm.
"My grandmother died too," Louise said, "and my mum. They're angels now."
"Can you draw an angel for me?" Cam said to Louise. She gave Louise a pen.
"But Louise can't draw. I wanted to draw two angels for Cam."
"Where did you get that pen?" Justine shouted. "It's great. I love Mickey Mouse. I have a Mickey Mouse clock, but some pig broke it."
Justine looked at me with an angry face. I did the same thing back to her. Louise, Justine and Peter drew angels. But now I wanted to leave.
"Do you want to draw an angel?" Cam said, looking at me.
"This is Tracy," Jenny said. "She wants to be a writer."
"Tracy," Justine said. "She can't write. I read her book and it was stupid."
"Shut up," I shouted back.
"I'm Tracy Beaker. I wet the bed. I'm stupid," Justine shouted. "Oh!"
I'm in my bedroom now. Earlier, I hit Justine on the nose. Her nose was very red. Ha! Jenny put me in the quiet room. But I wasn't very quiet. I shouted a lot. Jenny came into the room, but I didn't stop shouting. Then that writer, Cam, came into the room. I shouted at her too.
I was very angry.
But I'm okay now, and I'm going to sleep.